upper end, if you will. Bow our heads before you. Dear precious Heavenly Father, we, Lord, appreciate you so very much this night. Lord, we appreciate, Lord, the opportunity, Lord, together with like precious saints of like precious faith. Lord, who give strength, Lord, with their prayers and their thoughts, and we appreciate it with all our hearts, Lord. Lord, we hold each other up before you, Lord, even this day. Lord, asking, Lord, that you have full control of everything we say and do. Lord, you have full control of this service. Lord, everything that we say and do, Lord, be for your glory and your honor. Lord, we ask you to bless these few songs, Lord, and then bless our hearts with hearing thy word. Lord, we appreciate you with all our hearts. In the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray all these things. Amen. You may be seated. Isn't he wonderful? Amen. I'd like to turn to page 170, and I only believe. I know we sing these songs over the years a lot, but I tell you, if you really read them, there's a lot of meaning in them. Amen.
Living below in this old sinful world, hardly a comfort can afford. Striving alone to face temptation sore, where could I go but to the Lord? Oh, tell me, where could I go? Oh,
so precious to us. Amen. I'd like to turn to page 8, same book. Mm-hmm.
as I journey through the land, singing as I go, pointing souls to Calvary, to the crimson flow. Many arrows pierce my soul from without within, but my
billows rise from the mighty deep. Then the Lord directs my bark. Ain't you so thankful? Amen. He leads and guides. Hallelujah. He does safely keep, and he leads me gently on through this world below. He's a real friend to me. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. You know how you hold a friend so dear, you love and appreciate them? Amen. They might do something for you that maybe other people wouldn't. That's what he is to me. Amen. Oh, I love him so. Amen. Hallelujah. I'd like to turn to page 51, same book. Amen.
Down at the cross where my Savior died, down where for cleansing from sin I cried, there singing glory to him.
So thankful for that peace. Amen. It passes all understanding. So appreciative. Amen. Brother Tim, would you take up the offering this evening? Praise his name. Let's bless him.
Precious Lord, it's a wonderful opportunity to come. So thankful, Lord, for this chance to be here tonight, Lord, to sing. To sit here tenderly underneath the anointing of the Holy Spirit and to hear your precious word. We just pray that you'll bless this offering, Lord, this evening, that it'll be used for the upbuilding of thy kingdom. And Lord, you just bless each one that can give and those that can't be asked. In the precious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. He's everything. He's everything to me. He's everything. He's everything to me. He's everything, he's everything to me. He's my father, my mother, my sister, and my brother. He's everything to me. Oh, he's everything, he's everything to me. He's upon her heart by raising a hand. Amen. Brother Philip DeLong, would you take the request? Amen.
Heavenly Father, we give you thanks again for the opportunity we had to gather here
yes.
in the precious house to worship you, Lord. We know yes. how much longer we'll have the privilege, Lord, but we thank you for the opportunity we have to be here.
Amen.
We pray tonight, Father, that you see every hand that's been up, Lord, and there's a need, Lord, and you know the desire on the heart, Lord.
Yes.
We pray, Father, that you grant the need, Lord, whatever it might be. And we pray tonight for those that are sick, Lord, that they may be here with us, Lord. And thy God, and those, Lord, that perhaps are pondering in their hearts, Lord, what they want to do, dear God. We pray, Father, that through by your Holy Spirit, you help them, Lord,
yes.
make tonight this season for their soul's sake, Lord. And we pray tonight, Father, that you bless the word and anoint the messenger that brings it forth, dear God, and open our hearts to receive your word, Lord, and we might be strengthened in this hour that we're living in, Lord, where there's so much, Lord, going on, Lord, and not God, Satan roaring about like a lion, Lord, and seeking you and they devour, Lord, and we pray, Father, that you'd help us, Lord, and be fortified by your word, Lord, and through your word, that we ask these things now in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen. You may be seated. Amen. Anyone have a song upon their heart? Sisters? Thank you. of her at the hospital this weekend, highest 80. And I look around and see all these people. That's exactly how wonderful. Why me, Lord? Why did you put that peace in my heart? Why did you choose me out of all these people? Hey, man, you feel so small, saints. How wonderful. Amen. How amazing. Oh, what a fire ought to be burning in our hearts, saints. Never let that fire go dim. For what he's done for you, if you really have a revelation of what he's done for you, how could you sit there and not thank him and praise him? Oh, Lord, help us. He's so precious to us, saints. He's the only hope we have. Amen. I'm so thankful for what he's done for me, and I never want to forget it. And I never want to fail to open my mouth and say, Lord, thank you for what you've done for me. Amen. All these people around me makes you feel pretty small. But I'm thankful. Amen. Let's all stand, if you will. Amen. Let's sing that little chorus. I want to live the way he wants me to live. I want to live the way he wants me to live. I want to give until there's just no more to give. I want to love till there's just I can never, ever outlove the Lord. I want to live the way he wants me to live.
Wonderful name. Let us bow our heads. Precious Heavenly Father, how we once more want to tell you we appreciate from the bottom of our hearts, Lord, for this little opportunity we have to gather here this evening. And gather here, Lord, knowing that you're here with us once more. That, Lord, you keep your word, your promises all the time. That's such a blessing that we can rely on that, Lord, knowing that whatever you said, we can bank our life on it. And we ask again tonight now that as each one here, Lord, that has gathered here and took the time and, Lord, accepted the opportunity to be here. And those that couldn't be here, Lord, maybe desired to be here, had the longing to be here and couldn't be, ask, Lord, that you would bless them. Bless each one, O God, with a desire even tonight as they sit here to listen to your word and to be very attentive and to pay very close attention to everything you say, Lord, in these precious scriptures and these quotes, Lord. We ask now that you would just help us to be able to believe. Give us revelation from these things, Lord, as we go back through them. And again, Lord, we just want to thank you ahead of time and tell you we appreciate it. We ask now thy will be done as we wait on you to speak to our hearts through the word of God. In your glorious, precious name we ask, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Praise his name. Isn't it good to be back in the house of the Lord? Amen. Let us turn our Bibles, if you'd like to turn with me, the book of Timothy, 2 Timothy, and the 3rd chapter. 2 Timothy, 3rd chapter. And once more, as we say many times, we'll read a very familiar scripture. but yet so meaningful and so powerful. Amen. Begin the first verse. This know also, that in the last days, perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. From such turn away. For this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women laden with sins, led away with divers lust, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. As Jannes and Jambres withstood Moses, so do these also resist the truth. Men of corrupt minds, reprobate concerning the faith. But they shall proceed no further, for their folly shall be manifest unto all men, as theirs also was. And may the Lord again bless during his word, and may be seated. Amen. I want to speak on a little subject tonight, and you know, I kind of thought about again what we talked about Sunday, and after what Brother Timothy brought Sunday morning. But we thought, well, still probably won't be enough people here tonight. So we'll probably hold off to that another time as we feel led to do so. But I was just waiting and praying and had two or three messages. And just, as I said, just waiting on the Lord to see what I felt led to bring. And definitely the Holy Spirit was pulling me towards this. So that's what we're going to speak on tonight. And trusting again that those that couldn't be here tonight, as you know, it took the desire and the time to listen to these things. And because again, if they don't get it or never do get it, it's another step in that rung they're going to miss, you know. And it's why it's so important to make sure we participate very attentively in what the Holy Ghost does for us for this little group. You know, because this is what God's dealing with right here in this little group, and we must follow His instructions and follow the leading of the Holy Spirit. And but you know, it's a sad thing when if somebody can't be here and then they have not the desire to, you know, listen in and to make sure they don't miss something. But that goes along actually with what I'm going to speak on tonight. It's all part of this great falling away. It's taking place in time which we live in right now. But we find here just to hit a couple things on this, what we read. Again, as Apostle Paul said, this know also that in the last days, perilous times shall come. And again, I'm sure if we have any spirituality at all, if the Holy Spirit is in us at all, we definitely can tell and see without a doubt this is the very last few moments of time. The way everything is shaping up and molding and what's going on throughout the land and on through the world and the condition of the church, the condition of the even message churches and what's taking place. We know that this is truly also those perilous times, which is dangerous, very dangerous. What makes these times dangerous? These times are dangerous because God, in this last days, gave forth His voice through a prophet and gave them the direct word of God that was needed, as He spoke of, that would come in the book of Revelation. 10th chapter, and knowing that that prophet brought forth that word that would get a bride ready for a rapture. And what makes it so dangerous is Satan, as always, is trying to destroy or get in the way of God's plan being fulfilled. And he throws out all kinds of things, you know, all kinds of things to distract, things to draw people's attention away from the purpose that they were sent here for. Try to throw in more cares of life and problems and just all kinds of things to try to distract her and to keep her from fulfilling this great plan God has for her. But we already know the true bride, the true election of God, will never fall for it. But she may get caught in some things here and there along the way. She may get trapped in some things that she doesn't realize she's being trapped with. And sometimes that's why things like this, we need to have our minds renewed back to. And we need to make sure we understand what's happening in the hour and time which we are living. So also, as he said, for men shall be lovers of them own selves. Now, did you ever see a time where people were so in love with themselves? I mean, you see, they're in love with themselves because they give themselves the most attention. The Word of God, if it was love for the Word or love for God is the Word, then that love for God would show response that love is truly there for God, and they couldn't stay away from God. You know, they would want to read the Word. They would want to pray. They would want to study the Word and see if, you know, people get this thing in mind, well, the preacher is the only one studies. I'm going to tell you what, every one of you must study. Every one of you. You say, well, that's not my business. It is your business to study the Word of God. To make sure in your own personal life you're not missing something. Something that maybe you lack. But see, because people love themselves so much, they give themselves the attention, the time, all the things in life that they want to do, and God's Word lays on a shelf. And it doesn't get used because they don't love that. But it all depends what you love the most. If you love yourself, that's all you got is time for yourself. If you love the Word, you're going to make sure you're loving that Word by going into it and reading it, studying it, praying, constantly searching your life, comparing your own self with the Scriptures. You'll read the Scriptures and say, now, am I this? Am I matching this? You know, that's if your love is for the Word. For God, you see. But again, if it's for yourself, it's always, I'm going to do this next. I'm going to do that next. This is my plan. That is my plan. It's never in your prayer or even consideration that, Lord, what is your will for me this day? Seeking first the kingdom. Seeking all that he is first. Knowing that then he shall add all these other things unto us. See, but again, that's the condition the church is getting in. That's the condition the people throughout the land are getting in more than they ever have in their entire life. More in this time right now than definitely in the 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s. But when we turned into the 21st century, things really started rolling. For the last days, and people really begin to love themselves. They ain't got time for God. No, there's just no necessity. Don't worry about God. Don't worry about eternal life. It's good enough if I come to church and claim I'm a believer or claim I've got eternal life. I'm going to heaven. And that's all people get satisfied in thinking that's all it has to be. When it is so much different. Because this is the last days, Apostle Paul warned us here of what would happen. You see? And now we see these things happening. You see more than ever, people having excuses why they want to wear something that draws their attention, people's attention to them. You see more than ever hairstyles to draw man's attention than ever was. Yeah. You see all these things, and it's all creeping into the church. Yeah. You see women getting sloppier like the world. It's all creeping into the church. Yeah. You see people, as you know, he's talking about prayer life, which I never did finish yet, but Lord willing, we'll go back to that. But again, I have to follow the leading of the Lord, so we go whatever the Lord wants at the time. But you see people don't want prayer life. No. You see people find more excuses why they wouldn't want to go listen to a minister and listen to the Word of God. You find people with more excuses why they can't sit down and listen if they miss a service. They got more excuses than they ever have in their life because this is those dangerous times. Those perilous times that Apostle Paul warned us that would happen in this day. You may ask me now, who's going to pay attention to this warning that Apostle Paul gave? Well, it's pretty simple to answer. Only the bride of Jesus Christ will heed the warnings of those prophets. Outside the seat of God, none of them will take heed to the warning of God's prophets. It won't happen. No. Because they're not born for it. They was not predestinated to it. But the election was predestinated to listen to the prophets, which wrote these scriptures, which was inspired by God himself. So they are sent alone to take heed to what God said. And this scripture isn't different than any other ones. It's exactly what God warned it would happen, and it is happening. Because now it's time. More than ever. This is the last days. Are we ready for it? Are we ready for all this that's going to happen of people falling away? Remember, there had to be a falling away first before the son of perdition was revealed. Yeah. First. And there's a great falling away that's going to happen. Can people happen or help it? No, can't help it. Nope. Not at all. Again, the only thing that prevents this falling away is predestinated seed. It's the only thing that will prevent it. Otherwise, it will fall off. It'll come so far, and it won't be able to take it. Okay? Let's go on. We, of course, read that scripture, but let's go to the 2 Thessalonians now. And listen to what Apostle Paul is saying here. 2 Thessalonians, 2nd chapter here, and begin here at the first verse. I'd like to be able to actually take a couple hours or more to do this, but we'll see how far we get tonight. 2 Thessalonians, 2nd chapter. Let's begin to read, as I said, at the first verse. Excuse me. Now, you keep in mind as we read this, this was a warning by prophecy. That's what Brother Branham said. As Paul gave this, it was a warning by prophecy. Okay? Again, who's this warning going to be accepted by? Only predestinated seed. None others. So that means very few, doesn't it? Very few. Because there's not a lot of predestinated seed. Okay? Remember, many are called, but few are chosen. Many are called to read that Bible. Many are called to sit in pews and listen to a preacher. Many are called to listen to a prophet, William Marion Branham. But few are chosen. Don't never forget that. Many are called to listen to that prophet. Does that mean they're saved? Not by a long ways, it don't mean they're saved. You mean to sit and listen or read all these scriptures? It means I'm not saved? It don't mean you're saved by no means. No. Many are called to do these things, but few are chosen. So we find in 2 Thessalonians 2nd chapter, beginning first verse, "Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ." Notice who the warning by prophecy comes out to. The brethren. Okay? "Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and by our gathering together unto Him, that ye be not soon shaken in mind." Seen us last days, there'll be many shaken. Oh, yeah. Many shaken. "Or be troubled." Troubled? Yes, there'll be many troubled. There'll be many in this message, friends, that's troubled. There'll be many so-called believers troubled. Yeah. What Apostle Paul, through this warning of prophecy, is telling the people, don't be troubled. Yeah. Don't be a part of them people. It's going to be troubled. I warn you, it's coming, these things. Yeah. "That ye be not soon shaken in mind or be troubled, neither by spirit nor by word, nor by letter as from us, as that the day of Christ is at hand." Is not the day of Christ at hand? More than ever? Absolutely. "Let no man, deceive you by any means." Now, there'll be all kinds of means that Satan has that he's going to try to deceive by. Yeah. You might understand this better if you understood or knew what I know. But just trust me. It may shock you who the next one will be and is falling away. "Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first." Yeah. There has to come this great falling away, the prophet called it. Okay? "And that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition." The first. There's going to be a great falling away. First. And then the son of perdition is revealed. Okay? "Who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God, or that is worshipped, so that he as God sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Remember ye not that when I was yet with you, I told you these things?" So what Paul's doing, he's reminding them. Yeah. So don't think too bad if I remind you about something. Apostle Paul himself did. And Apostle Peter said, "I stir up your minds in the way of remembrance." See? "Yet ye, remember ye not that when I was yet with you, I told you these things? And now you know what withholdeth, that he might be revealed in his time." My. "And now you," he says, "and now you know what withholdeth, that he might be revealed in his time." There was a time, a season, that was to take place. "For the mystery of iniquity doth already work, and more in this last days than it ever has." Yeah. Only he who now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way. And then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. Yeah. Even him whose coming is after the working of Satan, with all power and signs and lying wonders, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish. So again, there will be people that perish? Absolutely. Yeah. And the son of perdition with it. Because they receive not the love of the truth. We just talked a little bit ago about what Paul said in 2 Timothy. In the last days, men will be lovers of their own selves more than lovers of God. Think of that. Wow. Because they received not the love of the truth that they might be saved. And for this cause, God sent them strong delusion. Who did? God. Send them strong delusion. Can we just break it down a little bit on that delusion? Let's read that. That strong delusion is one led astray from the right way. Roams hither and thither. I can think of many people in this message. It roams hither and thither because they've never settled down what they want. Trying to find the place that suits their needs, the way they want to dress, talk, think, where they want to work, what they want to play with. Yeah. And run hither and thither. Yeah. Mental straying. Look how people can mentally stray from truth. I mean, you wonder, what happened to them? Did they go crazy? Did their mind just go berserk? That they could walk away from truth so easily, all the truth they know, and just, blam, they're gone. Yeah. What's going on? We wonder. You know? There's a strong delusion that's been tossed out. It's error, wrong opinion relative to morals. Wow, look at the wrong opinions somebody's got for morals. That's why you got a lot of these young sisters and women dressed the way they are, even in this message. Yeah. Always trying to take that opportunity to draw a man's attention to look at him. Yeah. If they can't do it one way, they'll try another way. Try to put something on to make them look attractive or to make their body look like it's moving a certain way. Yeah. They can't do it now with high heels, so they'll try something else. Yeah. Strong delusion. Mentally gone. And yet believe that they're in truth. Wrong opinion relative to morals or even religion. Wrong opinion even for religion. I think about the times that sometimes we, you know, maybe some even in our own group here, you know, have wrong opinions of religion. Yeah. That's why things, as Brother Timothy brought Sunday morning, have to be spoke. Because wrong opinions toward religion. The opinion's the wrong direction. So you have to be told what the problem is. And once they maybe get that problem fixed, they think maybe it's fixed when it's not. Then another wrong opinion will come up. Yeah. And some get so loose and sloppy, They'll say things Brother Branham said things and Brother Branham didn't say. Strong delusion. I speak unto you truth tonight, saints. If you only listen and heed the prophecy of warning that Apostle Paul left. Error which shows itself in action. So, of course, when error is there, then it shows it in action. Produces the wrong opinions and actions toward that opinion. And even to making wrong decisions. What they do. The wrong mode of acting. Yeah. Wrong mode of acting. Well, to make a person love themselves so much and think more of themselves than others and just not care. And what kind of delusion has happened? What would make a person do that? What would make a person accuse somebody of something they didn't do? False accusers in the last day. They accuse because they think they're the one that's right. And two wrongs don't make a right. Strong delusion. And as the prophets say, I'll add to it as we go into this, people believe they're Christians when they're not. You can't even show them according to the word. They're such under strong delusion, you can't even show them scripturally and according to the prophet's words, God's voice, that they don't have the Holy Ghost. They will not accept it. Strong delusion. Yeah. Their minds has become seared as with a hot iron. This is the great falling away. Yes. When this all gets rolling really good, and it's rolling now, through every message church, even through the land, the son of perdition will come forth. Yeah. And you'll see it more than ever. Wrong mode of acting, an error, which leads to error, is deceit. Yeah. Strong delusion. To actually believe you're something when you're not. Strong delusion. Can you imagine what could be going on, what could happen? It would be so strong over the human mind that a person could do wrong and still feel they're believers. They can take what the prophet said and just totally dismiss it from their life and still think they're believers. What's happening? He said he'd send strong delusion. This is the last days. Who will be able to stand? Through all this that's going to happen, who will be able to stand? Very few. Very few. We may not be able to see it and understand it. But these things need to be preached throughout every message church throughout the land. Yes. And people would either run and scream in desperation to get to Christ, or they'd get out of it while they got a chance and fulfill all the flesh and lust and desires they want in life. It'll come to an end. Because there's no in-between place. Because thou art neither cold nor hot, but lukewarm, I shall spew you out of my mouth. Makes God sick. And each one of us is an individual. As you listen to me, whether you're sitting here or listening at home, wherever you may be, if you ain't white hot for God, and living for Christ, God ain't happy. No. He ain't happy. Apostle Paul told us so. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. And with faith and by faith, we can do all these things that pleases God in a spirit-filled life, which is what he's looking for. Do you realize in a time, there used to be a time where people did not know the truth and understand the truth of a real, genuine new birth. At one time, they thought it was justification. One time, they thought it was sanctification. But in this last day of Pentecost, they thought it was speaking in tongues. None of it was it. But look what it is now, we understand. That token must be on display. He plainly let us know in this age. There's no question about it, so there would be no wonder about it. Never has there been a people in a time and an age like this age to really know what they have. Yeah. Oh my. They lost it down through the ages. It started out on the original day of Pentecost, they knew. Yeah. Because the works Jesus did, they did also. The life that Christ lived, they lived. But it began to be lost down through the ages and time. And now God has restored it in his last days. And once again, people can know without a doubt. But a strong delusion has went forth where people could believe they're Christians when they're not. You can give them the word, it'll exactly show them what their need is. And through the strong delusion and their hearts, their minds being seared. As I said before, maybe to take it so you understand a little better. You sisters will know. Maybe some of your brothers, if you've seen it happen, will know. Take a piece of polyester material and iron it too hot and sear it. It becomes crusted. And when you crust it and melt that crust on there, then things won't penetrate it. It gets brittle. That's no good. And that's what happens when people's minds become seared. They come to a point, no good. What good is salt if it's lost its savor? See? What good are we if we don't do everything God has laid out in this great plan? If we don't apply our life completely to it, like he's urging us by the Holy Spirit to do so. He's warning us not to get caught up in this last day. You can't look at other people for examples. You look only to the Word of God for your example. And that alone. Some people get so caught up in looking at other people and seeing other people's faults, they forget about the faults they've got themselves. That's that strong delusion taking over. And they don't realize it. They can't see it. But I'm warning you tonight by the Holy Spirit in His Word, you better take warning and you better make sure your life is where it needs to be. No doubt, probably still time for repentance. To turn away from your past sins, your unbelief. It depends on what's on the inside. What's drawn. See? So let's go on. Let's read some more. He says here, "For this cause, God shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie." Why? "That they all might be damned who believed not the truth." Now remember, if you believe the truth, you will do it. Yeah. If you don't believe it, you won't do it. Okay? Sin is unbelief, friends. smoking, drinking, cursing, all those things, it's not sin. That's the attributes of unbelief. As the prophet said, you wouldn't do those things if you believed. If we believed, even what I'm reading tonight, you would make sure you would be one that would not get caught up in a strong delusion that many are getting involved in and are going to fall. Regardless how strong you may think you are, how much word you may think you know, how long you've been in it, you will fall. And you won't stop it. And you won't be able to help it. No. And guess what? When you fall like that, you lose even the consciousness. Become reprobate in mind, void of judgment. The judgment lays right out there for you. And if you don't even think about it, doesn't bother you, you become so hard. Remember the prophet saying there'll come a time when some people, any desire they had, they'd lose it? Yeah. Can you imagine that? To have a desire and start out with the desire and feel it was the right desire and then lose that. Wow. That's the last days. That is the day that we're living in now. Not tomorrow. Now. And you'll see it manifested. They that might be damned who... that they all might be damned who believed not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. Why? It was almost at times it was joyful in unrighteousness. Just have a good time in things that's wrong. Where we lose the consciousness of sin. And wickedness and evilness. That's what happened to Eve. When Satan got done talking to Eve, she lost the consciousness of that evilness and that wickedness. The same thing will happen in this hour. People will lose the consciousness of that evilness. What would make somebody, what would make a woman steal from her husband? What would make a woman do that? Not normal, is it? No. But guess what? She won't be the only one. No. She didn't think she was at the time. But she lost that consciousness of it. Her heart becomes seared. Her mind becomes seared. Could she help it? No. There was nothing she could have done to help it. Nothing. And neither will we if we do the same. But we are bound to give thanks always to God for you, brethren. Beloved of the Lord. Because God hath from the beginning chosen you. You see? Only election will not be caught up in this delusion. Only. God hath from the beginning chosen you to salvation through sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth. Whereunto he called you by our gospel to the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, brethren, stand fast. Will you listen to me, friends? He said, stand fast. Don't be the next one that falls. And hold the traditions which ye have been taught, whether by word or our epistle. Now our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God, even our Father, which hath loved us and hath given us everlasting consolation of good hope through grace. Comfort your hearts and establish you in every good word and works. Amen? So be it. So be it, Lord, in my life. I'm going to close there. I'm already way over. But I can back these things up, I said, with quotes. Yeah. But what are we going to do? These next few days, weeks, months, what are we going to do? But guess what? God knows already what we're going to do. He knows those will be caught up in strong delusion. Yeah. I actually think they're believers and women that can't even hardly keep their dress below their knees. Yeah. They're just always looking for something to show themselves. Always trying to take rule over the husband. Just can't be submissive. Just can't help it. They want to rule. They want to control. They want to have the preeminence over all situations. Lord willing, I'm going to read you a quote Sunday. I'll wait and make sure everybody's here as possible, as possible. He was talking about mask. I'll read you a quote. Now, as we think that God or this land, this government has no control of me to do these things. I don't have to do these things. Oh, yeah. We'll see. We'll see. We'll read you an example of what a born-again Son of God did that we all know had the Holy Ghost that somebody lacked in this day. Simple, but if you catch it, you'll know exactly what he's saying. Saints, whether we realize or not, in closing, why don't you sisters come in, Smith, please. We're in a time now. I hope you hear this, and even on, if you're watching it, or if maybe you watch it later, maybe. Every action is counting now. Every action is counting. Everything we do. Everything we say, everything we think about is counting now. And the countdown is on. And it's counting down. And one day, the Lord Jesus is going to take those home that made it through the countdown. He's coming to get her and take her home. Those that could stand. Those that would not be caught up in the strong delusions. Yeah. Oh, my. There's things I wish I could say. But I can't. But you have to wait till it plays out. You warn people and you tell them. And they think it's just a preacher up there. But when you tell them the word, friends, it's not just a preacher up there. It's God's inspired word in his voice. We're just a repeater of what he said. Yeah. Trust you'll be able to stand with me, saints. Stand and stand. And after you stood, stand some more. Getting ready to go home, friends. The new president is already making way with the Pope and everything. It's going to all gel together My. Talk about some good times to the bride. It's going to be bad times to everybody else. Yeah. Oh, it won't be easy. No. It won't be easy. But the little bride's going to have something to carry her through all this. Yeah. Because he promised her, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. I am with you always. Are we ready? Are we ready for what's coming? I hope you are. I've tried my best. I know how to get you ready. I don't know what else more I could do. With what understanding I have, I've tried my best. I trust you'll be able to make it in. Yes. The saints, that's why we ought to pray for one another. That's why even as the word, think more of the things of others than the things of yourself. It better be there. Yes. It better be there. Because every word's in this countdown. Every word. Just think, after today, there's a countdown took place. It's been counting down. Our lives is counting down. If we go before the rapture, another day is counted off. As we lay our head down on bed tonight, or pillow tonight, another day is counted. Hopefully it's on the right side of the count. Yeah. Hopefully it is. So, saints, be more sincere than you ever have in your life. Please, be more sincere. Pray always. Pray without ceasing. You're going to need it. Yeah. You're going to need it. Oh my. Let us all stand. I love him. He's so precious. So wonderful. Amen. Sing it, little chorus. Think about his love. Think about his goodness. You know, it's his love and his goodness that we gather here and listen to the word. It's his love. You say, well, Brother Steve, but it corrected me. Well, love is corrective. Yeah. As we've said many times, and the prophet talked about it. Think about his grace. If you sit here and stand here with me tonight with a love burning in your heart for the Lord Jesus Christ, and your life proves it, you love reading the Word of God, you love talking to Him, yeah, you love serving Him, think about His grace then in your life. Think about His grace in your life if you can understand the Word for this very day. Understand. For as high as the heavens above, so great is the measure of our Father's love. Yes, great is the measure of our Father's love. So just think about it. Think about His love. Don't let your hearts become hardened, friends. Seared. Your mind seared as with a hot iron. Don't do it. Be careful. And remember, your adversary, the devil, goeth about as a roaring lion, seeking Him with fire. And just remember, when you walk out of this building tonight, He's seeking you. And He wants to devour you. He wants to kill you. He wants you to burn in a lake of fire. Yeah. He wants you to. But what are you going to listen to? What will be your decisions? What's your decisions tonight as you stand? Is it Jesus Christ first? All else, second, third, fourth, fifth, wherever it may fall. Oh my. Let's sing it together. Think about His love. Think about it now. Think about His goodness. Think think about His grace. Oh, hallelujah. That has brought us through. For as high as the heavens above, so great is the measure of our Father's love. Great is the measure of our Father's love. Sing it again, Brother Timothy. Come dismiss us, we will. Think about His love. Think about His goodness. Think about His grace.
Lord, we thank You once more for being here. Lord, we just pray that these precious words will continue to ring in our hearts, Lord, as a warning. And Lord, may we truly realize the time in which we're living and the situations that are all around us. Lord, it's a time of maturity and that grain coming to full ripeness, Lord. And at the same time the grain's coming to ripeness, so is the tares, Lord. And we see it all winding up in one time as it's coming to a close. Lord, we just pray for Your grace and Your mercy to hold our hands, Lord, and to hold our hearts and to keep us in the center of Thy will, Lord, as we see the coldness and the lukewarmness, Lord, and the desires of many waxing cold. Lord, help us to keep our fan our own flames, Lord, and to cherish the glow that we have, Lord. Maybe I only have a little desire, but Lord, let me cry out and fan it, Lord, that it would become a flame. For Lord, without You, we're all nothing and we'll be nothing. But Lord, it's only Your grace that we have a desire, and Lord, we pray that You'll continue to nourish it, Lord, and to keep it fresh in our hearts. And Lord, just keep this precious word ever before us. And Lord, may it truly continue to renew our minds, Lord, and may we renew our own minds as we meditate upon You throughout the day. And Lord, we live in an age where the news is everywhere, Lord. It's on everybody's minds. It's on everybody's lips. All we hear is all that's happening through the land. Lord, may we tune that out more and focus our attention to Your precious word and the voice of the Holy Spirit speaking to our hearts, Lord, and listen to that voice. Lord, that we would see the true change of these bodies in a few short days. Lord, we just ask it to Your glory and to Your honor. We pray for those that couldn't be here, Lord, that You would touch them, raise them up, whatever the need may be, and bring us back at the next appointed time if You should tarry. And we'll never fail to give You all the glory and the honor for it all. And we ask it all in the precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Let's just sing that little chorus one day at a time before we go. One day at a time, sweet Jesus, that's all I'm asking of You. Just give me the strength to do every day what I have to do. Oh, yes. Tomorrow may never be mine. richly bless you. You're all dismissed. Amen. Bless you, brother.